In this contribution, we showcase the development of the upgrade satellite and the achievements of the project, which is financed by the European Regional Development Fund through the Operational Programme for Competitiveness and Internationalization, the Lisbon Regional Operational Programme and the Portuguese Foundation for Science and Technology under UT Austin Portugal Programme. Our goal is to build a nanosatellite that is capable of measuring the changes in Earth's gravity and the density of the neutral thermosphere. The temporal variations of Earth's gravity allow for determining the extent of ice mass loss, monitoring the hydrological cycle, and contributes to the study of sea level change. Measuring the neutral density of the thermosphere is critical for space situation awareness applications, and the monitoring of space debris. Upgrade is a stepping stone in the long-term goal of having a system of hundreds of dedicated gravimetric nanosatellites, equipped with inter-satellite ranging capabilities, much like the GRACE satellites. This long-term objective will decisively address the problem of temporal aliasing present in current and near-future dedicated gravimetric missions. This will be done by measuring gravitational changes and thermospheric neutral densities at the subdaily rate. This will provide an unprecedented view of the state of the Earth system, an increased accuracy in ground and space weather predictions, and an improved estimation of the evolution of space debris and potential collisions. The collaboration with the University of Texas provided scientific insight that helped defining the MEMS accelerometer design and the mission concept, defined the performance metrics for the MEMS accelerometer sensitivity and noise, the margins for the assembly misalignments, and for the CubeSat attitude accuracy, advised on the selection of the GNSS receiver for precise orbit determination, reviewed the platform design and mission concept, transferred the know-how about the operation of CubeSat missions and associated timelines, helped find synergies among other projects at UT to extend the number of dedicated ground stations, and increase the overall scientific data downloaded from the upgrade satellite. The original goals of the project were the space qualification of a commercial miniaturized nanosatellite Star Tracker, the development of a miniaturized, multi-purpose, radiation-tolerant onboard computer for nanosatellites, micro-launchers, and drones, the development of an ultra-low-cost, much less than 1 million euro, commercial, generic nanosatellite platform to be used in future LEO missions. Now that the project is completed, we fulfilled the project objectives by increasing the Star Tracker's TRL through qualification tests, developing an onboard computer capable of withstanding the LEO environment, and being used on multiple space applications due to its comprehensive list of supported protocols and interfaces, developing and qualifying the structural components of the upgrade platform for LEO operation. Considering SpaceX's launcher environment and vibration specifications for a rideshare payload, developing attitude determination and control algorithms to operate on COTS hardware, developing the onboard software framework that establishes core function, notable the hardware abstraction layer, peripheral handler, power manager, file system, event dispatcher, low bandwidth communications, attitude determination and control, configuration controller, mission vehicle manager, and fault report system. All the above topics make the basis for a reusable nanosatellite platform capable of being used in future Earth observation missions, communication constellations, or to carry scientific or technology instruments into LEO. Through the project, we learned some lessons. The registration of radio frequencies, ground stations, and space vehicles is still a slow process surrounded by bureaucracy and unknowns. Most of the COTS components for CubeSats are insufficiently documented and lack support, although in the last years, there has been an increasing amount of publications on the design and qualification of low-cost CubeSat hardware. Most of the standards are aimed for large-scale missions with large budgets. Therefore, their application within the new space paradigm becomes difficult or inadequate. Following the ambition of having a constellation of assets working together to provide data for Earth observation and after successfully completing the upgrade project, SpinWorks is currently submitting a proposal within the Portugal 2030 program to secure the funding to launch and operate the upgrade satellite to fully validate the concept in operational conditions. Hence, it is SpinWorks' objective to have the upgrade CubeSat launched by the end of 2024. In parallel, SpinWorks is also planning to develop, within the same project, an incremental update over the upgrade CubeSat that will equip the platform with the means to perform orbit control. This additional feature will increase the mission returns, by extending its operational life and by improving the data acquisition conditions. Once established these capabilities, SpinWorks and its partners intend to scale the upgrade concept, add inter-satellite ranging capabilities, and launch a complete constellation of gravimetric CubeSats, thus accomplishing the original grand scheme that would allow the distributed monitoring of Earth's gravity field variations and measurement of the neutral thermosphere. As part of this goal, SpinWorks is working on developing partnerships with science hubs and strategic governmental institutions to process the data acquired by the constellation, delivering level 3 and 4 products to the market. This will help For instance, the study of environmental phenomena that has been striking the entire world in recent years, and to better manage the water resources throughout Europe and the world.